This is side two of D315 audio cassette two. This side looks at how various researchers have addressed the question, does prison work? It relates directly to book three, chapter two, and book two, chapter five of the course. It's presented by Richard Sparks of Keele University.
Let's be clear. Prison works. It ensures that we are protected from murderers, muggers, and rapists, and it makes many who are tempted to commit crime think twice.
Michael Howard, Home Secretary, speaking at the 1993 Tory Party conference, reasserting prison's role in his law and order agenda to the delight of his audience. But how do those who work in the prison system or have first-hand knowledge of it react to his view? Roland is a lifer at Grendon Prison.
I don't think he really realises what prison is. I think this is a political statement on his part. It doesn't do anything for me at all. It doesn't do anything for a lot of the other men I've talked to who hear that kind of thing, you know, because we've come from other establishments. We see what they're like. We've experienced what they're like, you know. It doesn't mean anything. It's their containment institutions.
Rod Morgan, Professor of Criminal Justice at Bristol University.
It depends how you interpret what the Home Secretary said. I mean, prison clearly works in the sense that whilst a person is in prison, they're not committing crime. And his remarks can be interpreted to mean little more than that. If we take the broader functions of imprisonment, however, you can take a variety of perspectives. Prison can be said to work in the sense that the public require that there be some sort of retributive response to crimes about which they are seriously concerned, and that they will only be satisfied in that respect if the person receives the most serious punishment that can be imposed. The person is locked up. But if you want to make someone better, whatever being better might mean, you want to make them literate, you want to give them job skills, you want them to face up to the seriousness of their offending behaviour, whatever it comprises, the worst conceivable place in which to do it is a prison.
Larry Viner, a London magistrate.
The Home Secretary is talking through his hat. The statistics that are available for the amount of people that re-offend within leaving prison in a two-year period are astronomically high. And that doesn't take into account the clever ones who are offending and not getting caught.
Alison Liebling, of the Institute of Criminology in Cambridge.
My feeling at the moment is that prison's being overused, the expectations of what it can do are very high, and that if we're realistic, we have to start from where we are. I do believe you can make the experience of prison more constructive, but only if it's applied to a smaller proportion of the offending population.
Tim Newell, Governor of Grendon Prison.
It concerned me that we were being faced with a change in emphasis in the way that prisons were being used through that approach. And although one can see that it appealed to a certain trend present in society at that time with one or two reactions to events of that period, nevertheless, anybody working in the criminal justice system realises that prisons are very damaging places for individuals, and that we should use them as sparingly as necessary. They work for certain needs of society, but they don't work as a main approach and a main sort of guideline of the criminal justice system.
Eric Cullen, Head of Psychology at Grendon Prison.
Although there are a number of disparate, very positive programs to address offending behaviour, it's only quite recently that the prison service has got its act together in terms of coordinating those and looking to other models of treating offending behaviour like Grendon for direction. And so it's been hit and miss for a very long time. And most prisons are primarily about clothing, sheltering, feeding and containing large numbers of inmates.
David Wilson, Head of Operational Training for the Prison Service.
I think, though, before we make too many broader statements about does prison work, we've really got to satisfy ourselves that we've answered the question, what is prison for? I mean, is prison about keeping people in custody? Or is prison about rehabilitating people once they are in custody? Is there some synthesis between those two answers? Well, I don't think there's really any consensus at all about whether prison is for one or for the other. And it seems to me as a prison governor that I can be criticised, or the prison service can be criticised, for being too austere and keeping people in unnecessary secure conditions, and at the same time can be criticised, often by the same newspapers, groups of people, for not doing enough about stopping people trying to escape. And so I think the debate really hasn't yet been fully resolved enough to answer the question, does prison work?
Deciding whether or not prison works seems on closer examination to be a complex and uncertain matter. David Wilson points out that we first have to be clear what we want prisons to do. Maybe prison works if it securely contains. But Morgan suggests that for prison to work, it should deliver a just penalty. Then there is the hope that prisons might also act constructively to change offenders' attitudes and behaviour. But we've also heard that prison can be an actively damaging experience. It seems that for prison to work, it must have some bearing on the community's safety. But what does this tell us about who should go to prison? What should happen to them there? The prison service has summarised its objectives in the form of a mission statement.
Her Majesty's Prison Service serves the public by keeping in custody those committed by the courts. Our duty is to look after them with humanity and to help them lead law-abiding and useful lives in custody and after release.
The first thing that any prison system must do, and its first legal obligation, is to ensure that people who are sentenced to prison by the court stay there. No prison system is worth its salt in terms of its prime functions if it doesn't put security at a fairly high... It shouldn't be security at any price, because any worthwhile prison system has to be taking risks, because we expect people who've been to prison to lead law-abiding lives on their release. And if they come out of prison, as the Wolf Inquiry report put it, alienated and embittered, and thus less likely to subscribe to the values of justice represented by the criminal justice system, less likely to have respect for the law, less likely to have respect for the rights of other citizens, then the prison system has failed. And furthermore, it's undermined the very purpose of the criminal justice system. So any prison system that's worthwhile has got to remember that the vast majority of its charges are in prison for days, weeks, months, rather than years. We estimate, and I'm talking now just about the sentence population, that approaching 80% of all sentenced prisoners are in prison for less than a year. So it's a transitory experience. It's true that a minority of them will go back time and time again, but for most prisoners, prison is a transitory experience. So it makes no sense to run any prison system such that after this relatively transitory period, people come out less capable of leading a law-abiding life.
So how well do prisons deter or rehabilitate? Presumably, if a prison can in principle work, it can also fail. And maybe a prison designed mainly to deter or simply contain might be worse at rehabilitating. Sooner or later, and mostly sooner, they all come out. But will they, or we, have benefited? The evidence is not encouraging.
The prison doesn't deter them. In fact, sometimes I would say, if anything, because of the nature of prisons as they are at the moment, it tends to ingrain certain attitudes in people that really should be taken away. So you're sending people back on the streets in a lot of ways from other institutions who are a bit more bitter, who have a tendency maybe to become more violent, so that the nature of their offending behaviour tends to get worse rather than better.
People appear again and again who have served custodial sentences, for whom it has obviously not made any difference. People regularly commit offences on bail because they know they're going to go to prison and they want to get as much as they can before they go in. It's arguable that where somebody knows that they're going to go into custody, that they represent a greater risk to society than somebody who isn't going to go in.
The evidence is that the more people there are in prisons, the more damaging the experience is for those who are going through it, particularly in overcrowded situations where there are there's a great emphasis on numbers and where programs and activities can't be fully developed with paying due care to the individual. That's not to say that the programs within prisons don't in fact help individuals, and our experience here is that many men derive considerable benefit from what we're able to provide at Grandon, but for the vast majority of people coming into prisons, there isn't that opportunity and there isn't that experience for them, and therefore the separation from home, the disruption to their family life, their economic life, has considerable long-term consequences.